The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things going on in the sports world. In case you don't know, NBA playoffs, well, they're in full throttle. NHL playoff hockey, in full throttle. Major League Baseball, actually kind of interesting still, which is, to me, always nice, because I think baseball, after a certain point, you can pretty much cut half the field out. But we're not at that point yet. A lot of things going on. Go ahead, man. What's up, Jeff?
Would that make it more fun? Would that make it more fun if we trimmed four teams from Major League Baseball every month? I know the logistics would be hellish and everything else, but would it be fun to see teams go down? You know, one thing that soccer does that I think is kind of cool is that whole relegation thing over in England. I think it'd be really cool if you had to stop playing your season. You couldn't sell tickets anymore. It would basically make the whole season a playoff.
Yeah, I that would be interesting for sure. But a ton of things are interesting in the sports world right now. Steph Curry looks like he'll be ready to go for game four. NFL draft, really, literally, right around the corner. A lot of teams. Interesting how there's been some trades and things going on with those draft picks. Kind of been more active than we would think, I guess, at least to me at this point. But we'll get into a lot of things. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody, in just a few.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My yard needs a ton of help. The best looking part is the garden gnome.
I told Linda she came to the right place. We have exactly what her yard needs.
Ace is the place where lawn advice is always free. And speaking of free,
right now, during our BOGO sale, when she buys one select item, she'll get another designated item free. Like buy Scott's Weed and Feed and get Scott's Lawn Food free. BOGO offer valid on select items through April 25th. See participating stores for details and limits. Store stock only. Scott's bag covers 5,000 square feet.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow's actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota, our trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients, the Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Boosler for 10, and Curry.
Oh, my goodness.
From about 5 feet beyond the arc. Curry now with three threes. He's five away from 400. Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Bad pass. Green quickly ahead to Iguodala. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good. Bullet pass. Curry finishes. What a look from Andre Iguodala. Old-fashioned way. As Curry does it. 400 three-pointers in a season. Just another milestone in this breathtaking season for Stephen Curry.
Amazing stuff from Steph Curry. Amazing. The guy's incredible. I know Jeff loves those clips that we have of Steph Curry just knocking down threes and making great plays.
Oh, he's so incredible. Yeah. Did you know that his wife has a cooking show and that his father and brother also played in the National Basketball Association?
Yeah, his brother's on the Kings, man. His brother's not bad either.
Did you know that he also went to a small school? I think that's a big deal. I think that, you know, you look at Davidson, you look at Lehigh, you look at Weber State, and you look at the Western Conference playoffs, and you know what? These one-and-dones, they go to Kentucky, you know, and not take anything away from guys like Davis and Carl Anthony Towns or anything like that, but these small school kids, you know, they stay 4 years, and like Doris Burke said on the broadcast last night, he just gets better. You know, you can get better as a four-year college player coming into the NBA, this nonsense that you can't develop after you're 19 or after you're 21, it's just ridiculous. And, you know, it's nice, you know, all kidding aside, you know, I have no desire to see Golden State be successful in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, I do respect Curry. I do respect, you know, and the team's not just Curry. What I don't respect is what Draymond Green did at the end of the game the other night to was it Beasley? You know, just that takedown as, you know, with 1 second left as time ran out.
Look, the bottom line is I think there's no rhyme or reason for what the NBA and the people in the NBA do with certain players. There's been guys that have made it that you don't think will make it, and vice versa. We all know that. But when they talk about that and they say, you know, you can't teach a guy who's 22 years old how to play, you need to go younger. To me, that's stupidity. No offense to any of these so-called excellent GMs and people out there in the NBA, but that's stupidity. That's not really knowing the game of basketball. That's somebody trying to go out there and say, look, I can do this. I can make you better. I'm better than the system. And the truth is, look, this game is all about talent. This game is all about going out there and getting an opportunity to play. And Steph Curry has had that opportunity, and he's taken it to the full throttle, man. The guy's unbelievable. He can shoot from anywhere. He's changed the way that a lot of people go about practicing and playing and what they're trying to develop today, you know. So he is definitely one of those guys that if he continues doing what he's doing – we're going to be talking about him just the same way that we talked about how Michael and Magic and Isaiah and Bird changed the game. He could be a guy that we do eventually talk about one day in that same breath, Jeff.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if you list the top 10 players of all time, you kind of got to put his name in parentheses, like kind of over to the side. He's going to bump a player out just because he brings such a unique, just a unique game.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just the three pointers. I know that was it Van Gundy that got himself in trouble, or Mark Jackson that got himself in trouble for saying that he's ruining the game because all these kids are just trying to jack it from the three-point line. I mean, you see what he does. You see how he facilitates that offense. He's not just, you know, there's some score-first point guards that really don't distribute. I think that it's fair to say Kyrie Irving, Derrick Rose fit in that category, and he's not that. And he just happens to have a team around him that buys into not only his game, but, you know, the way that they're coached by Steve Kerr and you know, Luke Walton for part of the season this year.
Yeah, let's go through some of these series, and I'm going to at least give you a little bit of love right now with starting with the Cleveland Cavaliers, Detroit Pistons. I told you before this series started, I said I think they sweep them, have the opportunity to do that. We all know that a little bit later today. And truth is I thought Cleveland kind of started getting their act together toward the end of the season. Yeah, it wasn't necessarily showing up, but you could see how LeBron was starting to get his mindset and his focus ready for the NBA playoffs. So with that being said, I've actually been pretty impressed with how they've handled their business. Yeah, game one was a little bit closer than you would have liked to have had, but games two and three, I think we've seen the Cleveland Cavaliers and that big three, Kyrie, Love, and LeBron playing their best basketball when it's most important.
And there's role players too. I've got to take back something I've said in the past about Kevin Love. I thought Kevin Love was just a really good role player. You know, when those three are on the floor in the playoffs, and I think that they've played nine games together in the playoffs as we speak today, that there's only been one game, and I think it was game one in this series where Kevin Love only scored 16 points, where each of the big three played a playoff game together, and they all didn't score 20 points in the game. So that's a big deal. They turn it on. I think that they open up great opportunities for Dellavedova and for J.R. Smith. You know, I'd like Shumpert on the floor for defensive purposes, and that's going to be important as the series goes on. But he's got to stop jacking it from three, and I don't want to see LeBron James taking too many from beyond the arc, because what happens is he'll make one or two, and then he'll jack up seven more, and he'll finish like 3 of 13 from three-point range, and that doesn't help the team, especially when he could score at will going to the rack.
You know, Tristan Thompson was such a big part of that team last year in the playoffs, and a lot of that had to do with the absence of Kevin Love. We all know that. But have you kind of seen the disappearing act that I've seen, or am I on my own cloud with this one?
Well, Tristan Thompson doesn't have to play as big a role. You're right. You know, he kind of had to supplement Kevin Love. But, you know, he's a free throw shooting liability, so you get to those last 6 minutes of the quarter and it gets ugly.
Yep.
So you can't have him on the floor, but he's still a beast as a rebounder. He's still a great lateral defender. I just think that they're playing such an inferior opponent in Detroit that you're not really seeing, you know, that Lou's not really utilizing him because he doesn't have to. And, you know, the Cavs are run away with every game in the second half, and he's more of a first half guy.
How surprised are you about the Pacers playing as well as they are against the Raptors, who, you know, I mean, they're a good team. They really are. But they do lack that playoff experience, and the Pacers are giving them everything they can.
I don't think the Pacers give as long as they get in the tournament, I don't think they cared at all how they played in the regular season or how they came into this tournament seeded. Toronto – you know, it's almost an indictment on Toronto because they are the number two seed. It's almost like Atlanta a year ago when they were the one seed, where you know that they're not the best team in the conference or anywhere close to it. And, you know, we're seeing it. I mean, Toronto's shown themselves to be very average against this Pacers team.
Yeah, and speaking of the Hawks, like you said, they're in a tough one with the Celtics. I mean, look, Isaiah Thomas went off the other day, and it's good to see. But, again, I'm going to say if that's your guy – you know, you're kind of up against it because the baskets he's got to make are pretty difficult. But with that being said, tremendous performance, and the Boston Celtics worked themselves back into the series. So, you know, you asked me, like, do I think anybody could pull these things off? I guess it depends a lot on those game fours. You know, the ones that are tight, it's going to depend on game fours as to whether or not these series get a little bit more interesting or not, Jeff.
I think the home team wins every game in that series, in that Boston-Atlanta series, and there's a lot of parity to it. I think, you know, that's what 4-5 is supposed to be, and
yeah,
you know, it depends on, you know, I wonder if they're going to wear themselves out for Cleveland.
We'll see what happens. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And didn't even mention this. Kind of just let it go by. But this week was an interesting week, or this past week was interesting when you think about it. Dwayne Pearl Washington passes away, the spectacular guard back in the day from Syracuse. Jimmy Boeheim, loved the guy, I loved watching him play. I think we all loved watching him play, and it's sad to see him go. Obviously, you're hearing a lot of that music that we're using today from Prince, the passing of Prince this week as well. What can we say about this guy? He was a musical genius, let's be honest. Amazing, an amazing guitarist. I saw him so many years ago, back in the day when I lived in Minneapolis, at his club, First Avenue, one of the best clubs that I've ever been to be honest with you. Just an amazing talent, an amazing guy, and sad, to be honest with you. I truly was a Prince fan, and I thought his music was great. Like I said, I saw him when I was a young 20-some-odd-year-old kid at his club. He just came just to do a special performance, just because. That's kind of the way he was. He would just show up places and perform. And just a real special, unique human being. And someone else that we lost this week, and I'm not sure everyone's familiar with her, but Chyna from the WWE, who had a pretty impressive career there and obviously was a real inspiration for a lot of women out there. So, you know, every week it's crazy some of the people that pass away, Jeff. It really is.
Yeah, let me say something about Chyna. And I don't want to, drag anybody's name through the mud, especially when, we're doing something as melancholy as we're doing right now. But how many WWE wrestlers have to die before they make it to 50 or 60 before they really look into things? And, there's a war on football right now. I wonder if there's going to be a war on wrestling. As far as Pearl Washington, a little bit before my time, but obviously I grew up rooting for Syracuse. I was born in 1978, so I didn't see the heyday of the Big East with Mark Jackson and Pearl Washington and everybody there like that. But, it's sad to say goodbye. People go, and whether it's drugs or, natural causes, it's always sad. And, you always want to respect the those that are no longer with us.
I think the important thing to always take is to realize that, there's always help out there. And you can – it's tough to want to reach for it sometimes, but truth be told, there's – you're looking at a permanent solution to a temporary problem in a lot of these cases. So, what you said there is very, very, it speaks volumes. A lot of people do take their lives to drugs and whatever else, and suicide, you name it, whatever it is. It's an important thing to know that there is someone out there that can help you. And you should realize that when you're in that position, reach out and take the help that people are trying to give you, because the result is so much pain for everybody else that's still out there that did love you. So, people don't necessarily take that into consideration, but don't want to dwell on the negatives, but did want to mention that we do know what's going on in the world and we're not oblivious to it. And a lot of the music, like I said today, we are using a lot of the Prince variety. So, it's not out of our minds. It's in our minds, and we definitely know about it. But
well, hey before we move on, I don't like talking about the guy, but I feel it's worth mentioning here that Johnny Manziel, I mean, this guy's just gone completely off the deep end, and I really see a fate like that of Lenny Bias or Donnie Rogers, who played safety for the Browns in the 80s, the drugs, man, it's fun until it's not. And sometimes you just end up 6 feet under. And I think that's where Johnny Manziel is going to end up. I really doubt this kid's going to make it to 30.
Yeah. I mean, it's terrible. And like I said to you last week or whenever we talked about football, NFL style, and we did mention Johnny Manziel because they were talking about him going here and there and whatnot. And I said to you, when does a GM actually do him a favor and close the door to this guy and say, listen, go clean up, get help before we want to put you in a position where you can go out and play for our organization? And to me, that's what's being lost here is, do we really care about these guys or do you just care about what they can do for your organization potentially, even in a lot of cases?
So. Well, you know what's weird is when these guys get suspended, they're not allowed at the team facility. So you basically, you're basically saying you've got these young people, these 22, 23 year olds that have problems off the field, and now you're going to say that you can't even be in contact with them, let alone supervise them and mentor them. And I think that it's, that becomes a slippery slope, and there's no good answer for it, because if you let the guy hang around the facility, it brings the rest, it brings the rest of the team down, and. It's not really the same type of punishment.
What do you make of these teams making some moves at the top of the draft? Do they have some real ideas, or do they have no ideas?
Well, the Rams, they had to do better than Case Keenum. So they're very likely going to take Jared Goff. I'd like to get somebody to talk NFL draft with us in here maybe next week, while it's going on. But it's not the answer to all your problems. I don't think it's the answer at all for Philadelphia. I don't think you're going to upgrade that much from Sam Bradford. And you've got so much money tied up in the quarterback position altogether. I don't know if you happened to catch the viral video that's going around of an Eagle fan that was not happy with the trade, but it's something else.
That guy's awesome. I know exactly who you're talking about. That guy is flat out awesome. He goes on such rants and I know exactly who you're talking about. I've seen him do his rant. The guy is hysterical.
Okay.
The Eagles should actually hire that guy, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow.
Don't you agree, though? Like, seriously, they should hire that guy for PR. I mean,
I get the feeling we're not talking about the same person. We're talking about the person that said he doesn't F-word care what his father thinks or
yes.
What his neighbors think. Okay.
The guy is hilarious. The guy is hysterical. Are you kidding me?
I watched it several times. I don't normally enjoy stuff like that, but I definitely watched it several times.
The guy is a passionate Eagle fan. He wears his emotions on his sleeve. Listen, I used to do radio in Philadelphia, and I'll tell you what, those people are so passionate about what they love and care about, whether it was the Sixers, whether it was the Flyers, whether it was the Eagles, man, they wore their emotions on their sleeves, and they told you how they felt about every single thing that was going on. So, the dude is passionate. The dude really, really cares about the Philadelphia Eagles. And if you don't get that passion from him, then you are missing everything about that guy. But in all,
oh, absolutely. You know what? I've actually thought it. I've actually propped the camera up, and I thought about my media career and, flushing it down the toilet by recording some videos that I've had after Cleveland Browns losses. So I certainly appreciate that, Pat. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I've been that guy. I've been that guy without the camera rolling on, God, just about every Browns game over the last 17 years. So it's definitely understandable. But what he was saying is that you did give away a lot of the future for one person there. And if that person's Carson Wentz – he's a really unproven commodity. He checks all the boxes as far as the prototype. But as far as big game experience, I think that I give red marks to Connor Cook from Michigan State, because he disappeared in the big game. This guy hasn't played in any game that's as big as any game on Connor Cook's schedule, save maybe the national championship game at the FCS level. So it's a roll of the dice for sure for Philadelphia. It's a roll of the dice for a rookie head coach in Peterson. And, when you have that much money tied up in the quarterback position, hopefully they can move Bradford or Chase Daniel to a quarterback needy team. But I don't know if it's going to happen.
Speaking of quarterback, what does that trade mean for RG3 and the Cleveland Browns?
Well, you saw them trade out of the 2 slot. I don't think that they're going to take a quarterback at 8. I'm kind of inclined to think that at this point, the Browns aren't going to invest in a quarterback at all in this draft, considering that they have Griffin and Josh McCown and Austin Davis all on the roster with NFL experience. So that's going to, that's going to play a role, and they may not go – they have too many needs to roll the dice on any of these quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering if that – does that give RG3 a little bit of confidence?
Well, Sashi Brown spoke this week, the VP of player personnel, and he said that Robert's not our starting quarterback. He still has to earn that gig. Josh McCown is kind of the incumbent starting quarterback in Cleveland at this point. So we'll see how that battle plays out.
No, I understand, but I'm just thinking, you know,
yes.
Yeah,
the answer is yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you have to say it another way, but the answer is yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's not another guy that they're going to look after, and, you know, you got these three guys that they're going to check out, and you know what, if things go well for RG3, then maybe he gets slid in there. But yeah, I would say he's like second on the list right now. I'm kind of with you on that.
He's 26. He's got a chance to turn this thing around if he can stay upright.
Yeah, we'll see how it all shakes out for him. But in general, NFL draft right around the corner. We'll be talking a lot about that next week. Taking a quick pause for the cause. We'll have Shane Koenig on the other side, our basketball insider. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Pollution from ground runoff is a growing problem in our country. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how you as a homeowner can help reduce it right after this.
You know what's true and what's not. And what's true is that the best laid plans need the strongest tools. And no tool has been up for more challenges than True Temper. These lawn and garden tools live up to their name again and again. Refined, perfected, strong, and durable. Innovative tools since 1808. You know what you need to get the job done. You and a tool that is absolutely true. True Temper.
Pollution from runoff, also known as non-point source pollution, comes from many different sources. It's caused by rainfall or snowmelt moving over and through the ground. As the runoff moves, it picks up and carries away both natural and man-made pollutants, finally depositing them into lakes, rivers, wetlands, coastal waters, and even our underground sources of drinking water. As a homeowner, you can help by controlling the sources of pollution in your own backyard. Make sure you keep your septic tank in good working order, use fertilizer sparingly, and sweep up any excess from driveways, sidewalks, and roads. Never dump anything down storm drains. Direct roof runoff away from paved surfaces and bare soil. Check your car for fluid leaks, recycle your used motor oil, and make sure that you pick up after your pet. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My yard needs a ton of help. The best looking part is the garden gnome.
I told Linda she came to the right place. We have exactly what her yard needs.
Ace is the place where lawn advice is always free. And speaking of free...
Right now, during our BOGO sale, when she buys one select item, she'll get another designated item free. Like buy Scott's Weed and Feed and get Scott's Lawn Food free. BOGO offer valid on select items through April 25th. See participating stores for details and limits. Store stock only. Scott's bag covers 5,000 square feet.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with ZachCrete, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, ZachCrete's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with ZachCrete. Find ZachCrete products at your local hardware dealer or visit ZachCrete.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. We're going to hook up now with Shane Koenig, our basketball insider. Shane, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, guys.
So what's going on, man? Haven't talked to you in about a week. Have you been getting your fill of some NBA basketball or what?
I have, yeah. It's I got my fill on the first two games of pretty much every series after the first quarter, but then it started to get interesting. So I've been paying a little more attention now that the games are a little more competitive.
You know, it's been interesting in a sense of it's been a lot of chalk so far. But there are a couple of series that could get a little bit more interesting after some decisive game fours. Do you anticipate Atlanta and Boston getting a little more exciting? Indiana and Toronto is pretty good already. Portland getting themselves kind of back in the game a little bit. Dallas out of the game a little bit, but tempers flaring there. Some uncharacteristic things we saw out of Kevin Durant. There's a lot of things going on right now, even though things are kind of going status quo.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think the Pacers-Toronto series was never going to be a series that everybody's eyes were on, but I think it's a really interesting series. I think it's a good indication of two teams that have almost built their team very similarly. You know, the Toronto Raptors have their scoring punch in their two guards, and the Pacers have theirs in their two with, you know, Monte Ellis and Paul George, and there's definitely a distinct leader when it comes to Paul George. And I think that that is something that Toronto is lacking. Is Lowry their leader? Is DeMar DeRozan their leader? Is with DeMarre Carroll coming back and playing against Paul George, is he the leader? So I think it comes into play, and it's no one expected a 2-7 series to be quite as tight as it is.
Yeah, pretty interesting, and we've kind of seen this from Toronto before. When they are a high seed, and as Jeff said earlier, even from Atlanta, when they've been a high seed before, they just sort of crumble come playoff time, and they're kind of a mere shell of what they were during the regular season.
I think a lot of those two teams' challenges are during the regular season, they play a strong brand of consistent basketball that, in all honesty, translates pretty well into the playoffs. You know, both the Toronto Raptors are built for a guard-oriented, can get into a half-court shooting type of game, and Atlanta has Horford and Korver and all these veterans. But what ends up happening is they get into the playoffs, and all of the teams that have been gearing towards the playoffs now step their game up, and both of those teams are kind of status quo. They play the same level as they did the entire season, and they're not able to take that next step and really take it into the next level and literally into the next round of the playoffs.
Hey, let me just follow that up with this. Do you think maybe the real problem is there isn't a star, somebody that really wants the ball in crunch time and someone that they can kind of work through? You know, I mean, we can say that Golden State has a lot of guys that are all stars, but for some reason, it seems to work out a lot better. They know who they have to go through. Is that maybe the problem? Is that Atlanta just doesn't know who to go through, or Toronto? They just don't know who to go through.
I think that Toronto would say that Kyle Lowry is the guy to go through, but he hasn't been shooting very well in the playoffs at all. But I definitely think that there is something to be said where you get a ball to a Steph Curry, you get a ball to a LeBron James, and even though Houston is embarrassing to watch and aggravating to watch, if you get it to James Harden, you know you're going to get something good out of it. And so they know who to get it to and to work through it. Now, if they had their way, they want to work. Every team wants to work their ball around, get everybody involved so that it's that much more difficult to guard everybody, including the star. But it definitely, there is something to be said for a consistent star that can get the ball and do something good with it.
Yeah.
If I could look a little too far ahead, you know, perhaps beyond these playoffs and towards the future for those teams like Atlanta and Toronto, do they have the cap space or do they have the trade ammunition to add that alpha dog, to add that superstar, so you're not almost, say, you know, is it fair to say settling for, you know, one and 1A and maybe, you know, your 3D, you know, Atlanta hilariously won that NBA Player of the Week or Player of the Month for all five of their starters, which kind of demonstrates what an ensemble they are. Is there a move that can be made in the offseason? I know Durant's going to be out there, but I don't know who has cap space or anything like that.
But Atlanta has to decide who they want to re-sign, because Al Horford is a unrestricted free agent, and that's one of their biggest players and a consistent player. And when you look at Atlanta seems to be building their team very similar to a San Antonio Spurs, because they got Budenholzer as their president and their coach. So they want, I imagine they will lock up Al Horford as their steady, consistent Tim Duncan type player, and then build around him. And I think that they're going to have to make the big decision of what's Jeff Teague going to be for their team. Are they going to stick with him, or are they going to go with a cheaper option like in a Dennis Schroeder and then pick somebody up or make a trade for somebody? I know that probably, what was it, 4 years ago, they were in the running for Dwight Howard, because that's his hometown. But I could tell you right now that I would be shocked if anybody in the Atlanta organization wants to jump on that bandwagon when you have Al Horford already on your team. So I think they have the capability, especially when you're talking about your market. I think that Atlanta, when you look at that market, there is a ton of people there. There's a ton of African-American population that players can definitely associate with. I mean, I'm a Utah Jazz fan, and one of the biggest reasons you can't get free agents there is that it's completely Caucasian, built around the Mormon religion city, and it's very difficult to get those players to come there and feel a connection to the community. So I think that they definitely can. I don't know if they will, but I think they should have the capability to do something like that.
Hey, let me ask you this. Miami and the Hornets, Miami up 2-1, kind of laid a dud in Game 3, was scoring at will in Games 1 and 2, go on the road, obviously a different hostile environment. How much of that do you play on that, and how much of that do you play on that this is going to wind up being a pretty good series?
I think that Miami lays a dud simply because that's what playoff basketball is. You know, I've listened to some people that are former players, and we don't really think about it. But, you know, all the way through high school and playing basketball, even when you were little, when your parents were in the stands, or if your aunt or uncle were in town and you were just playing in the YMCA league, you wanted to play better. Well, when Charlotte goes home and they've been embarrassed and Miami's scoring at will on them, and all of a sudden your aunts and your uncles and your cousins and your mom and your dad and your wife and kid are in the stands, you play a little bit better. So I think it plays into that a little bit. I think Miami is a better team. I think that Luol Deng has been playing out of his mind good in the first two games. I don't think he played as consistently in the third game. And I think that if they all, you know, bring it all together like they did when they were in Miami and play just the type of ball that they've always been playing since they got Joe Johnson. Once they had Joe Johnson, they made a run. They were playing playoff caliber basketball for the last 14, 15 games of the season. And I think if they just remain consistent with that, it's going to be a really interesting run for them in the Eastern Conference playoffs.
Is Miami the only team that can beat Cleveland in the East?
I think if everybody plays their best basketball, I think they have a chance, because two things, they have a point guard that can push the point guard play for Cleveland and Kyrie Irving, especially on the defensive end. And the most important thing is they have Hassan Whiteside. I think Hassan Whiteside, shot blocker and center that is not slow and is not a plodding center, is definitely going to be a challenge for Cleveland, because they play their best ball with Kevin Love on the floor and playing the center position, that small ball. With Hassan Whiteside, they're going to have to play a true center in the game. They're going to have to play a Mozgov. They're going to have him on the floor, which hurts them offensively, and that's going to be a mismatch problem for them. I think Joe Johnson is something that a lot of people don't really take into account, because he's so big, and he's going to be a huge matchup problem for them. He's big and he's strong. Luol Deng matches up well with LeBron James after all those matchups with the Bulls. So I think they're the number one contender. I think if Boston plays out of their mind in the defense that they normally play, they could do it. But Avery Bradley being out is a huge challenge for them.
Yeah. There's something about Boston that I just – you know, we talk about wanting to have a guy to go through. And for me, if you have to go through Isaiah Thomas – I mean, I know he had a great game the other day. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like if you have to go through him, you're kind of like up against it no matter what. And – so I kind of like it better if you can go through, you know, a big guy, push it back out, back to the big guy, push it back out. With him, it's all dribble drive penetration stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's defying odds. I mean, I watch him play, and I still haven't figured out exactly how he gets shots to the rim against teams. He is amazing. The problem is that it's him. We talked about having the guy. We just talked about having the guy on your team. But when you're the only guy on the team for consistent offense and consistent penetration, that's the problem. Or when we're talking about the guy, you're talking about, yeah, Steph Curry is the guy for the Warriors, but the rest of their team is deep and strong. Same thing with Cleveland. You know, you have LeBron, but you've got Kyrie and Kevin Love as well. So I think that that mix is something that takes you deep into the playoffs. But when you're, one, relying on one player that is scoring all of your points, a ton of points for you, and two, that player is, you know, 5'8", I think that that's definitely going to be a challenge to try to get further in the playoffs.
Have we learned anything from this Detroit-Cleveland series, maybe about the spacing, ball movement, Ty Lue's bench usage, anything that's going to apply to the rest of these playoffs once Detroit is 4-0?
I think that the last game, listening to the post-game press conference and interviews, the team sounded shocked and confident all at the same time. Every single one of them said, this is the best ball we've played. We're moving the ball really well. Ty Lue even said, you know, this is the best that we played since we've got all of the big three healthy. J.R. Smith sounded like it was a revelation in his basketball career. And if they can keep that going, they're going to be tough. If they play the way they played in game three, Miami will not beat them. And I think that it's all three of those players realizing that it's not about who's the big one and who needs to bring the ball up. It's about who you have matched up against you. And they can play ball movement and spread the floor and be great, but they can also play isolation. Kyrie has a big guard on him. He can go by him. Kevin Love's playing the five. It can go around the center, but he has the power forward. He can pull it out from three. LeBron James is a matchup nightmare. So they can play two different types of ball. I think that game three showed the type of ball that Ty Lue has been wanting to play since he took over head coach. And if they play that way, they're going to make a lot of noise, if not all the way to the title.
Hey, real quickly, just to touch on this in about 20 seconds or less. Kevin Durant losing his cool. What do you make of that?
I like it. I think it's Russell Westbrook has been the spark on that team, and Kevin Durant being a spark and finally having that attitude of, you guys criticize me and you think that last year I'm now the third or fourth best player on the team. Him having some attitude and using that, I think it makes people realize that he's going to be a force to be reckoned with, and he's there for the playoffs. I like it.
Yeah, I kind of like it too, and I think it has more to do with frustration from years and years of having that tag on you of, hey, this team's good enough to win an NBA championship, but they haven't done it yet. And I think, you know what, at a certain time in your life and your career, you got to like stand up and fight for what you want, and Kevin Durant's doing that, so applaud him. Hey, really appreciate you taking time out with us, Shane. Have a great day, and we look forward to talking to you next week, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys.
Shane Koenig, our basketball insider on the program, breaking it down, man, doing what he does. We appreciate it. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Shane Koenig, our basketball insider, for joining us and doing what he does. We really do appreciate him. At this time, we always kind of do our parting shots. Before that, though, just remember, live every Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time, rebroadcast at 9 a.m. on Monday. But we'd love you to join the party with us every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Jeff, parting shot for the day.
Got to give some love to the Chicago Cubs. Don't get it twisted. They're not anywhere near the Detroit Tigers of 1984 that started out 35-5, but just players coming through. The pitching staff's been on point. Dexter Fowler's been an animal. Matt Caesar. I mean, just the usual suspects and then some with the Chicago Cubs. It's going to be an exciting season on the north side.
Yeah, will be very fun. I mean, look, they maybe should have gotten it done a year ago. Maybe they'll get it done this year. You never know. That's the way baseball is. It's kind of weird. My shot today is to Tim Duncan. And I'll tell you what, the guy is just timeless. When you really think about how he's just moved through the NBA with grace and dignity and just the calm, cool poise that you don't see regularly on a normal basis. And it's going to be 40 on Monday. It's kind of hard to believe. Anyways, for Jeff, for Scott, for Tim Duncan, for everybody else, Prince, and everybody else that passed away this week, I'm the Dorf Man, saying we'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.